This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Forecasters say the southeastern coast of the U.S. will continue to feel the effects of what was hurricane, then tropical storm, Idalia, right into the Labor Day weekend. There could be life-threatening surf and rip current conditions, they say, right into the holiday weekend. This morning, Idalia has been dumping on the Carolinas as it kept on its track to move out to the Atlantic Ocean. The storm made landfall in Florida yesterday, and despite the flooding and the damage, Tyler Ware, who lives in Perry, Florida, says there is a silver lining.
I think the city really came together. I see it in a lot of people helping people, a lot of people reaching out to each other, strangers, people I've never seen before in my life. They everywhere just trying to make sure everybody else okay. So I think it brought us together in a way.
And one place in Florida dodged a direct hit.
Tampa Bay hasn't been directly hit by a major hurricane in more than a century. Brian McNulty, a senior research associate at the University of Miami, says Tampa Bay avoided the worst again. McNulty says if Tampa Bay were directly hit, the impact would be unimaginable because the city is shaped and aligned perfectly to allow for huge storm surge. Tampa Bay's mayor, Jane Castor, says that thankfully the community didn't experience a great deal of damage, and she says Tampa Bay expects to be open for business today. I'm Donna Warder.
The AAA says today and tomorrow are going to be the busiest getaway days as we approach the Labor Day holiday weekend. Millions of Americans will fly or drive to their destinations. This morning, a criminal court in Iraq convicted five men in the killing of an American in Baghdad last year and sentenced them to life in prison. Stephen Trowell was a native of Tennessee, shot dead in his car in November. UN-backed experts say Italy must do more to prevent violence against Africans and those of African descent. This is AP News. A mass shooting in Illinois.
Police are investigating a mass shooting that shook Peoria, Illinois, Wednesday night. The sound of at least 29 rounds drew officers to the scene on the 2200 block of West Marquette Avenue in Peoria around 9 p.m. Police say five people were shot. One adult male and one juvenile male were critically injured, while a sixth person suffered a laceration. The police chief says it was a chaotic scene with victims and distraught family members. Audio courtesy WEEK-TV. The station reports the Illinois City has had four shootings in 4 days, leaving two people dead. I'm Jennifer King.
Applications for unemployment fell slightly last week as companies held on to employees in an economy that has largely withstood rapidly rising interest rates, intended to cool hiring and spending for more than a year. The number of Americans applying for jobless benefits last week fell by 4,000. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.